It's time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Imogen Things, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, and The Locker Room. Now let's head courtside with our own Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Tim Tibbs, and good evening from the campus of Valonia High School as we are ready to bring you tonight's doubleheader of Mountain Home Bomber Basketball. We will be starting with the girls' portion of our doubleheader as we welcome you into the Arvest Bank pregame show. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 7-8 on the season. They started off at 6A, 5A2 district play this past Tuesday night with a record of 0-1. The Lady Bombers had a double-digit lead, about 14 points on the Lady Pioneers this past Tuesday night at the Hangar. But Bates came back and won that game 40-37. That's a game that Mount Home definitely needs to put out of their head tonight, and so they can focus on this very good Valonia team, who are currently 12-2 on the season. And also, they started off district play with a record of 1-0. They defeated Morrilton this past Tuesday night, 54-48. And they've also had some other good wins this year, including against Quitman, who is the defending Class 2A state championship. So some others, including Wonderview, Alma, and several others. Their only two losses were to Watson Chapel, coached by a Mountain Home alum Leslie Henderson, and also to Little Rock Parkview, who almost always is in contention for a class for a state championship, coached by Lahoma Howard. A couple other district games tonight, as Batesville will be at home against Morrilton, and Searcy will play host to Beebe this evening. There's only been one other district game played this year, and that was actually back in the middle of December, as Beebe defeated Greenbrier on the girls' side 66-45. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineup in just a moment as we get ready to bring you the girls' game between Mountain Home and Valonia. You're listening to the Arvest Bank pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
It's a community bank that really reaches out to the customers to make them feel special. I feel special every time I come in here.
They want to be involved in the community. They want to be part of the community.
They support our university, our athletic department.
They've told us that they could have a fleet of volunteers there to help this year if we need it.
I see them at a lot of our Hispanic community events that we do.
I can't think of another bank in the city that has such a big community presence as Arvest.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Member FDIC.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
We welcome you back to the RVS Bank pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Holmes girls getting ready to take on the Lady Eagles of Valonia. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First from Mountain Home, wearing their road blues tonight, coached by Dell Leonard, again with a record of 7-8 overall, 0-1 in the 6A-5A-2. They will be going with tonight with Hannah Pfeiffer, a 5'8 senior, also a 5'4 junior in Peyton Husky. Emma Martin, she is a 5'7 sophomore. Riley Walker, a 5'4 senior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Anna Grace Foreman, a 6'2 sophomore. For Valonia, they'll be in their home whites tonight, coached by 17th-year head coach Alvin Riley, again at 12-2 overall, 1-0 in the district. They'll be going with a 5'6 freshman, Lauren Patterson, a 5'10 sophomore, and Paige Kelly. Aaliyah Cash, she is a 5'5 senior. Also a 5'5 freshman, Lainey Mears, and Kenna Beatty, a 5'6 senior. So again, for Mountain Home, Pfeiffer, Husky, Martin, Walker, and Foreman. And for Valonia, Patterson, Kelly, Cash, Mears, and Beatty. That's going to wrap up the RVS Bank pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home of Valonia coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to RVS Bank to see what makes it different.
It's a community bank that really reaches out to the customers to make them feel special. I feel special every time I come in here.
They want to be involved in the community. They want to be part of the community.
They support our university, our athletic department.
They've told us that they could have a fleet of volunteers there to help this year if we need it.
I see them at a lot of our Hispanic community events that we do.
I can't think of another bank in the city that has such